Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception that we intend to clarify today relates to the fact that it is generally understood by most Muslims that Adam descended from paradise on this earth. Now, there are a number of Muslim exegetes as well as common people who believe that this descent of Adam from paradise took place at one time, and he descended upon this earth together with his wife Eve. Now, this is an absolutely erroneous conception, and the reason for this is that paradise is something which is to be created as yet. And the Quran itself very explicitly states in Surah Ibrahim, يَوْمَ تُبَدْلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, which means that this earth and these heavens would be transformed into a new earth and into new heavens. So a new system would be born, a new world would be born, and after that paradise and hell would be created. So therefore it is absolutely erroneous to say that Adam and Eve were put into paradise, the same paradise which all of us aspire to go into. Now perhaps the reason for this misconception are two. One of them is that the word Al-Jannah is used in the Quran at a number of places, and people think that the word Al-Jannah always means paradise. Now it needs to be understood that the word Jannah in Arabic means an orchard or a garden. It refers to the garden of paradise, of course, when the context leads this word to this particular meaning. However, not in all instances is the word Jannah used for the garden of paradise, which we will inshallah get, or we hope to get after our death. So it needs to be understood that the word Jannah itself means an orchard, and this orchard of course could have been on this very earth. And there is no reason to believe that this is the same orchard as the one we are promised as the orchard of paradise, simply because paradise has yet to come into being. The second reason for this misconception is the word ihbitu, which is mentioned in the Quran at various places, and which is generally translated as get down or descend from. So from this particular translation arose this concept that Adam in fact descended from the heavens, from paradise, onto this earth, because ihbitu means to get down, to descend from a higher level to a lower level. Now again, here we need to understand the fact that the verb ihbitu does not always mean this. It also means to go out from one place. So therefore it has been used in this very meaning in the Quran as well. We know the Israelites were commanded at one place in the Quran, and they were told ihbitu Misra, which means that they should enter some city. Now they should enter, as some other exegetes say, enter Egypt, as this verse says. So ihbitu simply here, as this verse would indicate, means go you to Egypt or go you to that city. So it would not mean to descend into that city. And this of course would corroborate the fact that the word ihbitu also means to go out or to go to some place, and which would again imply that when this word is used for the garden in which Adam was kept, it would simply mean that Adam and Eve were commanded to go out of their garden and to other places on this earth. And there's no reason to of course believe that this ihbitu always means to descend from a higher place to a lower place, which of course was one of the causes for people to believe that Adam descended from paradise onto earth. So if these two misconceptions are taken care of, we can easily say that Adam was kept in an orchard on this earth, and of course he was after a lapse of time he and Eve were asked to go out on this earth and spend some time there, and of course mankind was created from them, and the whole process started from Adam and Eve being kept in that orchard which was on this earth. And there is no reason to believe that this was the same orchard as the orchard of paradise, simply because, as I said earlier, the orchard of paradise is yet to come into being. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ